Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful night, a little chilly to some people, but a very beautiful night at this time of the year. Normally you get snow and rain and things that will not make you comfortable, but is a necessity. It's the will of God. We can't question why God does what he does when he wants to do it. And so therefore, we have to understand that we have to accept his will at all times. Everything is a purpose in life. And we have to understand that everything is a purpose. But some of us do not. Some of us just live and wake up and do several things in the world and don't understand that God is in charge. And in Al-Islam, we try our best to teach you what God says. Yes, we do. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, that the Christians, the Jews, they also try to give you what God says. But most of the time, no one tells you that the books that has been written, that has revelation, got flaws in it. Why? Man has flaws. Man is not perfect. And so it has flaws in it. So you hear us speak about the Holy Quran, and we talk about the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, because that was created by God himself. And he makes no mistakes. But he doesn't try to clean up everything that you see in these books called the Holy Book. No, he does not. Why? It's because most of his rhetoric. He's not interested in rhetoric. He's only interested in that which you say that he says he said, and it is not true. And when it's not true, then Allah knew that if religion you wanted, he will create a religion for you. So he says, I prefer for you to have Al-Islam to be your true religion. But he didn't command you. No, it's not compulsory. You can accept it or reject it. Why? He was created to accept or to reject. And that's why Satan does not like us. Satan has no love for us whatsoever. Satan wants to prove that we human beings have too much power. Isn't that something? So people tell you that Satan is a devil. Yes, he is. And they tell you that Satan is going to try to send you to hell. No, you send yourself to hell. He offers you. He deceives you. He cons you, he tricks you, but he cannot make you do anything you don't want to do. Now, how is it, brothers and sisters, that you will not accept the will of God, but you accept Satan reducing you to your flesh? And without the spirit, you are animal. So you're down there in animal kingdom. Oh, you get high. You freak, you will kill, you will steal, you will cheat, you will con people. You act as if you are Satan. You're not Satan. You ain't intelligent enough to be him. That creature been here for years, trillions of years. Say it's that long. Can you imagine trillions? Or maybe you can comprehend millions of years. Whatever, he was here before us, and he served God before we did, and he was the second creation. So by him being the second creation, brothers and sisters, it allows him to try to tell God and show God that we are not bona fide, nor are we qualified to be given what we have. What do we have that they don't have? Because the angels here, and the angels here to do what? Right. They're perfect. Oh, they're perfect creatures. And what was the jinn here for? The jinn was here to be able to serve God. Oh, you didn't know that? Everything in creation is here to serve God. But here do we come. We're the last of the Mohicans. That's just a figure of speech. We're the last to come. Everything came before us. The stars, the moon, the sun, the earth. Yes, the animals, the insects, the birds, the deer, everything came before us. But I want you to keep in mind, it was dead. Yes, it was dead. And God made it come to life. So he took that which is dead and made it come to life. Even the earth that we came through was dead. Yes, but this earthly real estate that I have, you have, that's not who you are. That is earth. But what the other creatures do not have, what the other birds and the bees and the insects doesn't have, and the animals, they don't have the spirit. See, God breathed into that earth some of his spirit. Wow. Through the nostrils of our Father. And then we came to life. So that's why Satan don't like you and I. But we will stoop down in Adam, the animal kingdom, and act like an animal. Now, the angels was created to protect us. Well, guess what? They're not protecting you. That's why you're catching hell. Why? Why would he protect an animal? That's what you are. Actually, you less than they are because the animal is better than you. It was created to be animal, so you cannot be them. You can act like them, but you can't be them. So when the spirit ain't in you, you're down there in that animal flesh. That's what your flesh is. So you don't have God. That's why you can get high. That's why you can be on skid row. That's why you can be a prostitute. That's why you can just run around and do whatever you want because you're an animal. There's no spirit in you. But until God gives you that spirit, that's why he said to Satan, wait till I breathe into my human, my spirit. Whoa, we come to life. So that made us crown of creation because we move with God's will. He's closer to you than your jugular vein. Your jugular vein is close. He's closer than that. Do you talk to God? Do you have conscience of thinking of God? See, we dick all out of Akbar. Yes, we do. That's the best thinking in the world. But most people think it's breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, meditate. That's good. You're getting close. But are you in tune with your spirit? Do you know your spirit? Do you know what you was created to be? It's sure not being down there in animal kingdom. It's sure not being down there loose and don't care about yourself. Are we perfect? No. Because if you was perfect, you would never come to God. So Allah didn't make us perfect. We have a right to commit a sin. Yes. But when you commit a sin, what do? You beg God for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We beg God for forgiveness, brothers and sisters. And so that's what you have to understand. And I am tonight fired up because I hear a lot of negativity. Now, I'm not fired up because I'm insulted or because I was taught, when they talk about you, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased in the grand paradise, he said, Rod, if they talk bad about you, and that's when I was in the boxing world, he said, say alhamdulillah. I said, whoa, but alhamdulillah is the right thing to say. Alhamdulillah, brother Herbert, whose name is known as Jabba. Alhamdulillah. But I still wanted to know, why did he say alhamdulillah? He said, because no news is bad news. So if they give you news, that's good. Ask them, did they spell your name correctly? Because controversy allow the whole country to talk about. And that's my point this evening. Is the announcement that we're making on November the 9th
in Connecticut. Yes. That announcement is going to shock the world because it's shocking people right now. You got a whole lot of people just messed up. They are literally saying, listen, they are literally saying that Imam Wallace D. Muhammad community has joined the Nation of Islam. You know, when I was doing boxing on a major level, they came to Imam and said, no, why Marad gives away so much money? He's doing drugs. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad said, yes, brother. I told him I didn't believe that. And I don't. And if you are giving me money for my ministry, I'm taking it. I'm putting it in the bank because I don't believe that. And I knew then there was a word in the Quran called fista, F-I-S-Q. And fista means from Allah is that if someone come to you and say something wrong about your brother, you are duty-bound to correct it. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, from the Grand Paradise, he didn't say it like that. But now that you learn the depth of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to say, let me show you how he said it. If you see your brother in a fight, don't ask no questions. Jump in and help whoop that perpetrator's ass, said. That's what he was saying. But he also said, if it's over, meaning you won because it's now 2-1, 5-2, 20-10, there's no fear of fight. Jump in and help your brother. But when you get him behind that door, you ask him, did you start that fight? And if he did, you get him. But you don't do it when it's being done. It's not your business who started. It's your brother that's in that fight. So that means if your brother is being knocked any form or fashion to take his dignity away from him, you're supposed to protect him. You're supposed to protect him until you see your brother. And you ask them, is this true? Is this true, brother, that you have taken the community of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad to the Nation of Islam? That's amazing to me. That is really amazing. It's like saying to them, they are saying, is Marad bringing the Nation of Islam to Al-Islam? You know, these trick words make an inferior man weak. These trick words make a wannabe weak. Yes, you're weak when you believe that Imam Wallace D. Muhammad was a gift to us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a gift to us. You know, brothers and sisters, it's amazing to me that most of us never been to college, never been to college. And those went on to go to college. And now that you decide at 50 and 60, hey, it's never too old to learn, I'm going to college. And the one in college is saying, why is he coming in here? Why he wait too long to come here? Well, it's none of your business. You don't have no right to tell a man when to go to college. You don't have a right to tell a female when to get married. Oh, do she supposed to get married early? Yes, how you choose it early and grow up with them. And some like to play until they get a certain age, and then they get married. Most of them find out they can't produce anything because it's too old. The eggs are gone. So getting married early and growing up with your children, you can have fun. by the time you 40, they're grown enough to go out and do what they have to do. Look at your whole life ahead of you. You just became a man and a woman at 40. You know what they used to say? That 40 acres in a mule. And we took it literally. We really thought that, 40 acres in a mule. But it didn't mean the physical 40 acres. 40 million people getting 40 acres. It might not be enough acres on this land called North America for 40 million to get 40 acres in a mule. So if you got enough land to get the 40 acres, how many mules you have to get an acre and 40 acres in a mule? 40 million? That's a lot of mules. And what are you going to do with a mule? Well, some of y'all live in small houses. Where are you going to put the mule? And some of y'all live in the projects. Where are you going to put the mule? So you're going to kill a whole lot of people around this country because what are you going to do with a mule? So when you look at it and you try to analyze it, it doesn't make any sense. But if you take it out of the physical and see what they actually saying to you, they're saying the acre is aches and pain. Oh, they left the pain out. That means aches and pain to grow in the world to get to 40. But once you get 40 and you still stuck on stupid, you become stubborn as a mule. That's all it, man. That's all, man. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, lived a lifetime. What is the lifetime? 40 years. You can't be the president of the United States unless you're 40. Isn't that amazing? And you can't be the president of the United States unless you're married. Why do you think so many women don't like their husband? Now, I don't want to mention names, but they don't like their husband. But they got to pay her to smile. They got to pay her to hold on. They got to catch her sometimes. She waving you off. She don't want to be there. But she's being paid. She has children. So she's being paid. Yes, because why? You don't look like a fool talking about you, the president of the United States, with no wife. Well, now, that's the president of the United States. He surely is not God. He does it, and I'm talking about all of them. They all do it because they want to be successful and rule. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the female and the male is one. You ain't listening to God. We're one. Well, why aren't you not married? We're one is half of your religion. You're one. We all are one. One. Now, why one? Because the first one that you love the most is your mama. She's first. Now, when something's first, nothing goes in front of that. Who do you love? Your mama. Who you love? Your mama. Who you love? My father. Isn't that amazing? So you're married to a female, how is it that your mama come before her? You don't count your wife, you're one. Allahu Akbar. Now, you telling me, Marad, my wife have to love your mother? No, love her own mother. But she going to respect my mama. That's my mama. And I'm quite sure she going to tell me the same thing, to respect her mother. Why? That's her mother. You see, we're all confused. And that's what Satan does. He deceives you and cons you. Why, brother, he crisscrossed and crisscrossed you up. Yeah, you crossed up. But he knows. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to tell me, Allah be pleased, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say that you're going to say in the final day of judgment, you're going to say in the final day of judgment, brothers and sisters, the devil made me do it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, no, the devil going to say, I called you and you simply came. He has no power. So let's look what God says to Iblis. He said, okay, Iblis, you asked me to let you test them, but you have no power over them. Isn't that amazing? And Satan said, I'll come from the right and the left, from the front and the back. He'll cross you up to prove, Lord, they're not worthy you are given to them. He said, go ahead, and all those who follow you will be sent to the hellfire. See, right then, I knew then, if Satan and us that follow Satan is going to the hellfire, well, I was taught hell was the fire. Where's the hell? In the ground. Who is the devil? He got a pitfork and two ears. He looks like the devil. Oh, we was all crossed up. We thought the earth where we was born out of, the earth where Adam and Eve was made from, the first man, the first prophet on this earth came from the earth is the devil. You see how they lied to us? That's amazing. Why, brother, if you go for that, you might as well go for who is Santa Claus. And then it took a little girl to teach you who Santa Claus was. Oh, you didn't get it. Because why? It was a song. What was he singing? I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. That was her daddy. He was buying the toys. But he told you it was Santa Claus. And he looked white, white beard. Come from snow white. Everything white. Cake is white. Devil food cake is black. You're a devil. And that's something they want to make us a black devil. So, brothers and sisters, these are things, and I use these way of speaking to you because you got to have a sense of humor or you won't get it. You might hang up this phone. You might not be on the radio. But I did go viral, and I thank Allah for that, that I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And I've been doing this over 6 years. Who thought I would be doing this? I come on this radio because I have the freedom to say what I need to say. And if you listen, maybe it would move your soul. And if you don't dig it, then you must have a hole in your soul. Brothers and sisters, I want to clear up this myth. It's a law. But we're going to first say to you with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessings and the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows that salute, that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, that is mentioned in the Injil, in the gospel, how about in the Bible, and is given to us in the Holy Quran, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sawasuli kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallahu wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I just wanted to say on November the 9th, there will be a historic moment, 60 years of true distance, 60 years of continuity, 60 years of blood, sweat, and tears. 60 years from coming from the mud of civilization, rising up to be someone in the world, coming from being deaf, dumb, and blind, and awakened to God's creation, and learning how to teach others. For we have to give back everything that's good. We drink God's water, you can hold your water in and you will die. You got to let it out. Got to give it back. Brothers and sisters, the air that God gives us, we breathe it. If you do not, under any circumstances, for whatever reason there is, to hold it in and you don't let it out, what happens to you? I'm going to tell you what happens to you. You're going to die. Because why? Everything good, you must give it back, including the food you eat. Yes, you got to let it out because you don't distribute the proteins and the nourishing and the enzyme and all the things that's good for you. Allah sends the angel to do that for you. And all that's a scrap that shouldn't be in you, it comes out. And if it don't come out, you'll be sick. You'll be obese. When you come obese, then you die. Everything you have must give back. Even knowledge, you must give it back if you have the knowledge. So allow me to say this. I reiterate, I was a dope dealer. Never sold drugs in my life. Don't know what it looks like. Yes, I fast 43 days. 3 days of fasting for 10 years. So, therefore, I was a health fanatic. I believe in how to eat to live. I believe in the less you eat, the longer you live. So 72 hours, brothers and sisters, I didn't eat anything. And it helped me as I think about it because I didn't have to worry about eating anybody's food. I always wanted to come home and eat my wife's food. So I didn't eat out. I didn't eat in restaurants. And people sit there in front of me and eat steak, and I laugh with them and have fun with them and drink my tea. I didn't like coffee. For some reason, coffee made me shake. And I'm not one that likes to shake, so I didn't drink coffee. I think the nicotine was too much for me. But being fasting for so long makes you hear noise when no one hears it. It makes you chilly when no one's chilly. So you like out of the tune of different things. But the only thing kept me balanced is I was a martial artist. I had to fight. So one time my senses said, "You're going to get hurt. You don't fight till you someone hits you." Well, you couldn't hit me because I could block everything. I wouldn't fight unless you hit me. So he told me you can't do that. And one day I was flying to the Bahamas Island and the plane was shaking. I said, "I'm going to die." Was I fearful of dying? I didn't want to die on an empty stomach. Yes, that was who I was. I felt bad that I was time to eat and I'm going to die. So I finally landed safely, and I ate my meal, and I went back to 48 hours. Why? Because I said, I'm not going to miss no meal and die when I can have a good meal. And I realized that 3 days was too long, and I went back to 24 hours. Yes, this is what I've done. But the point is that I didn't know anything about pills. I didn't know anything about getting high. I ain't smoked no reefer. I ain't smoked no dope. And they got something they call wet and dip. I don't know what that is, but I didn't do any of that. So I had a clear mind. I had a clear mind to do all the things I wanted to do. And I wanted to be successful in life so I can do what I'm doing now and give back. So therefore, I grew up under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was a crack soldier. I helped bring, I was number one fisherman of Temple Number 25. I was a drill instructor. I was an outstanding martial art. Taught by brothers who taught the martial art. It was Abraham. Everybody knew him as George 17. I think that was his ex. But whatever his ex was, he used to teach. And then Kareem Abdullah taught us if you was outside the temple, you went to him. And I came to the KA system and learned how to fight well. Went around the country with Muhammad Ali and saw everything that any man would want. I surely wanted. I wanted to be just like Muhammad Ali, but not to throw your left hook or right hand up, God, or be a boxer. I wanted to be the greatest of all times, and what I'm doing today, and that is generate revenue to give back. See, Allah gives it to you, and you give it back. But I gave it to everybody. I'd be on this radio for another hour to tell you all the things that I have given back to. But the key factor is I love Minister Louis Farrakhan. I love what he does for our babies. I love what he does for our teenagers. I love what he does for our adults. I love that he educates them. I love that they understand to do for themselves. Do for self and kind. Now, that's what the Elijah Muhammad taught us, so we cannot hate that. All those who were there before should love it today. However, the Elijah Muhammad said, I didn't come here to teach you religion. I came here to clean you up. And my God, did he clean us up. What's Minister Farrakhan doing right now? He's cleaning them up. And he said, but one will come after me to teach you your true religion. And that man was his son. Now, who could be jealous of that? That he comes from the lawns of the Elijah Muhammad, that was our Simon Says. Why did I say that? Because if he says it, we did it. If you did it, he didn't say it, you out. Ask Malcolm. Well, he's not here. That's just a freedom of speech. But we did what he told us. He was the most powerful man in America. J. Edgar Hoover knew that. That's why he protected him. Protect his life, because it would have been a guerrilla warfare and a holy warfare, and one, and they touched their hair on his body. And today, that spilled over to Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. You can't touch him. We would give our life for Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. And that spilled over to Minister Louis Farrakhan. So they were separated. They had to be separated. But let's go back and see what separation is. Let's understand that. Let's understand that Sarah, with her beautiful self that is written in all of the scripture, everybody loves Sarah. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're Jewish, if you're in Islam. Everybody loves Sarah, including the king, because she was a gorgeous-looking woman. Nevertheless, when Sarah was given that gift from the king, because she chose not to go with the king or not marry the king because she was already married, even though she lied. It was war. You don't tell the truth at war. She lied and said Abraham was her brother. But because he put his hands on her, he knew that she was very heavily. Heavily meaning she was pure. He gave her a slave. Her name was Hajji. Remember that name, Hajji. I know you call everything else, but Hajji was her real name. So he gave her Hajji. But Sarah loved her father, loved her husband so much, she said, make a baby. Oh, I mean, women would tell a man do that. But you took his physical. You took his physical and think he may lay down over your legs and have sex. No, bring me someone in this world like you, Abraham. Let it come through your lawns. I can't do it, Abraham. So take the slave. Now, keep in mind, don't misconstrue. Slave is really a servant to someone else, not the slavery we went through for 400 years. Nobody ever went through that kind of slavery. Take the slave, Hajji. He was shocked, but he realized he wanted a son. And my God, did she produce one, Ishmael. So Ishmael comes in, and boy, is Abraham happy. Ah, he is happy. So was Sarah. But here come the wise men. Now, those are angels, but they call them the wise men. So wise angels. And it came to him and said, Sarah, for you being so hospitable and so understanding and no jealousy in your body, at your age, and we think it's 80, some say 85, you're going to produce a child. She chuckled. Why did she chuckle? Because she didn't believe in her age. There's no way. And they said, wait a minute. God said, be, and it is. Be, and it is. She got pregnant, and she had a son. And what was the son's name? Isaac. Oh, Isaac came from one womb, and Ishmael came from another womb, but the same daddy. Then Sarah tells her husband, Abraham, separate them. Separate them? Yes. Because if you don't separate them, if you don't separate them, then Minister Farrakhan is going to fall in love with Wallace D. Muhammad. And he won't be his own man. Separate them. So, Haji, who trusts in Allah, says, Abraham, you want to send me to the desert? Did God say I should go to the desert? Yes. Is it written in the Holy Quran that I have to accept? You don't have to accept nothing. Nothing. Because there wasn't even no Quran back then, but I've used it as well. You say God said you can have more than one wife? Did God say it? Well, if God said it, Haji said, I'll go to the desert. And she went to the desert. And in the desert, she struggled because Abraham wasn't there. But she got to feed her baby. You know how a mother is. She's going to feed her baby. The baby needed water. And she's running from mountain to mountain. When she came back, all of a sudden the water springed up. Now, some of the story says the baby was digging in the sand. Okay, what he was, what he's not, well, we'll give you that. But Allah brought that water up. It called it water of Zamzam. That water is there since that day, over 20,000 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, not 20, 2,000 years ago. Isn't that amazing? 20,000. Don't put the number on it. The water's sprung up. Now, if the water sprung up, brothers and sisters, and it's still spring, isn't that the will of God in the desert? And my God, go check it out. Go on the internet and find out how they're bottling this water, how clean this water is. One king for his country had pipeline it so it can run in their country. That's modern technology. But the point I'm saying to you is that the Jews love Isaac. Now guess what they say? The Jews say Isaac came from the mother that was married to Abraham. Because that woman, Haji, was a slave, they accepting Ishmael. Because they said he was illegitimate. See how all these words come out, illegitimate, no such thing. Oh, God, only God wills babies. We make whoopies, but we don't make babies. Matter of fact, there's a woman and her husband in their 80s just produced twins. So don't tell me it can't happen. And this is in the 21st century. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, let's fast forward. Isaac is love. Isaac is love by the Jews, the Christians, and those in Islam. That's called Muslim. But Ishmael is loved by the Muslims in Islam. The Jews don't accept Ishmael. But isn't it amazing that one being, 500 million, respect Ishmael as being the guardian of the Kaaba? The house that Abraham built. Isn't that amazing? He became the messenger of God, a prophet to us. And Isaac became the messenger of God and prophet to all of us. So where is the sin? Now, I took you way back. Now, you didn't, that Miss Farrakhan had to be separated from Imam Wallace D. Muhammad? Because those millions of people that loves him and that supports him and looks up to him, he wouldn't have done it if he was under Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. So Allah had to separate them. Miss Farrakhan went back in the desert. Now, why? Because he had nothing. He started with nothing but an idea. Who gave him this idea? It was the will of Allah. And now, in the 21st century, during our time, on November the 9th, we unite Ishmael and Isaac together. Now, that's a metaphor, brothers and sisters, but those are brothers. They human just like we are. They all come from the children of Adam. Ms. Farrakhan comes from the children of, we are Adam's children. We are Adam's type. Welcome home, brother. And he said, welcome home. Why we've been separated so long? It was the will of Allah. So this myth, because your misunderstanding that we are uniting because one is more powerful than the other. But look what Allah says. Is Moses better than all the prophets? Is Joseph better than all the prophets? Is Noah better than all the prophets? Raheem better than all the prophets? How about Muhammad the prophet? Is it better than all the prophets? But the first prophet that they all come from is Adam. Is Adam better than all the prophets? Well, listen to what God says. Allah said, you don't put one prophet over top of the other prophet. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So, Murad, then why y'all give the best salute to Prophet Muhammad? Prayers and peace be upon him. Well, let me ask you a question. In the Holy Quran, you got to open up the Quran to Fatiha. But then it ends with Anas. But the opening prayer of Fatiha, it stops with the word Amin. Wow. Amin. No other surah of the Quran ends with Amin. Just think about it. It's surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Sadaqallah wadeen. All of it does not open up with Bismillah. All of them open up with Bismillah except the 9th chapter. But the point is, all this is a reason. All this is a reason. 9 months to be born. That means you continue. The 8th chapter continues into the 9th. That's why you have to say Bismillah. Your children comes out the womb. It continues. But none of them is the seal. So the Fatiha opens up your whole entire intellect. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. They call him Al-Amin. I mean. That's it. No more is coming. There's no more coming, that's it. But who is he? Who is he? Well, okay, since you didn't get it, let me give it to you in a way you should understand it. You ever bake a cake? What, you got to put eggs in it? You got to put yeast in it, some people put in there. You got to put butter in it. You got to put sugar in it. And you stirred it all up. You stirred it all up. You stirred it all up. Then you got to put it in a pan and put it in the oven. And when that cake is finished and you take it out, everybody wants a piece of it, right? So you cut a piece of cake when it's nice and not warm anymore, but it everything's subtle. I never heard anyone say, "Hey, sure tastes good." I never heard nobody say, "This sugar sure tastes good." I never heard anyone tell you about the ingredients that's in that cake. What do you say? Ah, that's a good cake. It is delicious. So is the other ingredients that say, "Hey, what about me?" Because if it wasn't for you, the cake would not be baked. Sugar, butter, eggs, and et cetera. The seal of the prophet, the type of his father, Adam. But he also got Moses, Joseph, Lot. He also got Joseph. All the prophets is in Muhammad the prophet, prayers, peace upon him. You would not sound right, brothers and sisters, to say, "Oh, you know, Moses said, may the peace and blessed be upon him. Jesus said, may the peace and blessed be upon him. May the Adam, may the peace and blessed be upon him. How about Lot? May the peace and blessed be upon him." You sound redundant. It's not intelligent. You think God knows you one day will speak English? But you say, "Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," you're shooting all of them at one time. All of them at one time. You don't have to say it to anyone else. He is all the prophets in one. It took those ingredients to make him. So Allah said, don't put one over top of the other. So today, we want to put Imam over top of Ms. Farrakhan. You want to put Ms. Farrakhan over top of Imam Wallerstein Muhammad. And yet they bleed like each other. They get sick like each other. They're going to die like each other. They're going to go in that dirt like each other. But yet, you want to judge each other. You got a sick problem, brothers and sisters. You don't understand God's will. For everything comes in moderations, and it comes at the time that Allah wants it to come. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I don't believe no man can beat me on the dojo floor. That's me. That's who I am. But if another master come on that floor, I'm going to respect him. I'm going to honor his achievement. Yes. And I'm going to respect that he's just like me. I'm going to respect that he can get hurt just like me. I'm going to respect that he can beat me or I can beat him. But it's not fighting each other. It's respecting your ability to perform in a society that Satan says that we cannot do. Now, how is it for me that I see my spirit? For the spirit leaves the body and it travels because the body can't go nowhere if the spirit ain't in them. You need the spirit in you to see God's creation. But you leave this and it's no longer in you, then the angels don't respect you, animal. That's what you are, an animal. But Allah says, wait till I breathe my spirit into them. Then you bow in such a prayer. Oh, do we make those angels bow to us? Because why? We trust in Allah. We believe in Allah. We praise and glorify Allah. And today, because you didn't do it, and because you have nothing in life, you fear that we bringing our brothers back home. Well, hell, the Jews leave a seat empty and say the prodigal son going to return home. Brothers and sisters, you can't just make this up. This is what we do. The most of us, we don't understand that we got a holy book. And some of the books been written by the scholars. Yes. They are not true. According to the New Testament, they will tell you that even Apostle Paul, they don't accept in Christianity as a scholar. And he was this man was a man that said he was of God. But Prophet Muhammad received revelation, and he addressed some things in Scripture that came before. Yes. In the religion, people of the community, they came before the Prophet. But they didn't come with the Quran. The Prophet, with the Quran, he was God's servant and messenger. Peace and blessing be upon the Prophet. It is said in the world that God is in the Quran. All of revelation is in the Quran. But the other holy books do not have all the word of God. It's only in the Holy Quran. Everything in the Holy Quran is God. This is not what we all are saying just to be saying. This is what's happening. They are not paying attention to Scripture. All the reverends and the rabbis and the priests, they don't accept Apostle Paul, because they will tell you all of the words was not accepted by the Christian church. We only have the Quran. That is the word of God. Nothing in the Quran came from Muhammad, the prophet. He could not speak those words, nor did he learn in Scripture. He was not acquainted with revelation. This is all Allah, brothers and sisters. Everything happens, and not a leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. And so on November the 9th, a man that y'all don't even know about, a soldier under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Abdullah Kareem Hassan was the minister. And his young brother, Dr. Hassan, was his captain. And then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad sent him to to L.A. And then the captain became the minister, Dr. Hassan. But they built the masjid out in a home. And that home they built was Muhammad's Mosque number 40, and also Muhammad's Mosque 41. Yes, they did that. And don't leave the women's behind. A lot of those women was Indian. Y'all didn't know because they were black. They was in those homes teaching and building there in Connecticut. We can't leave them out. It's 60 years of tradition, the nationality of continuity. We have to salute them for that. So Abdullah Kareem Hassan, my God, look what he's done in California. He has a school named the Sister Clara Muhammad School, charter school, feeding the people there. He has done well. No one goes there to see how well he's doing. He's building a nice sphere, but he's coming home. He's coming home to greet his brother, his youngest brother, who's now Imam Dr. Abdullah Majid Kareem Hassan. They love him so much, they named the masjid. Didn't care how long his name was. They just left off doctor. But the masjid is named. The name, brother and sister, on that masjid is Abdullah Majid Kareem Hassan. That's an achievement. And all you weight spineless individuals don't want to give credit where credit's due. So I come all the way from New Jersey, because why? I'm a masjid, his whole earth is a masjid. I come up there, and he gives me the name doctor. I didn't want that name. And he told me, I said, you're a doctor. Yes, sir. Captain Shaw. And I loved him ever since. And so now he's a little ill. He needs my help. So I'm there trying to raise the spirit of that community. How dare you don't want to support legacy? This is how Satan looks at us. It's very difficult for anybody to come against a community of strength. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, even Stephen. Every individual that's by himself, they pick them off. Running the herd, they can't get us. We're trapping them. But stray out, two or three of you. Oh, the lions and the tigers, they're going to eat tonight because you left the community. The community of what? Freedom, justice, and equality. I don't see that anywhere is written freedom for men only. Justice for men only. Equality for men. There's nothing on that board when we were teaching in the first class. Anything to do with male or female. Freedom, justice, equality. Now, Abdullah Muhammad says, money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life. Up. You mighty people, you can conquer what you will. And I heard him say, oh, you mighty nation. Nation, brother, sisters, you can conquer what you will. What's wrong with us? I got a problem with spineless people. When you don't know something, you should come to someone to ask, and then you make a decision. You have a right, you free. You're free. That's why Satan don't like us. Because the jinn got a job. You and I got a responsibility. You have to make your own decision. Nicky Barnes made this decision. He had millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Frank Lewis made his own decision. He had hundreds of millions of dollars. They ruled New York. But it's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. And it is amazing. You thought it was a coincidence that both of them did 11 years in the penitentiary and both came out with nothing. One died in a wheelchair. The other one, you don't know who he is because he got a new identity. Is that what you want? That's all you want in life? You want to die broke, penniless? You want to die not leaving a legacy behind? You want to die and your grandchildren say you have done nothing for them? Brother, it's easy to fight with one hand. Ali had a good jab. Or could he box? Dance, champ, all night long. Stick. Stick, champ. Stick to win. You got to stick to win. That was that jab. But Joe Frazier didn't give a damn about that jab. If he didn't have that right hand, he had to hit Joe with that right. Bam! The combination. Bam, bam, bam! Yes, because if he didn't, Joe would have ran through him. So what we fighting with? Fighting with one hand, and we got two, and we won't use it, because we think the left hand is dirty. We don't want to touch you. We don't want to shake your left hand because it's dirty. No, that's your pettiness. Allah didn't give it to you. So let me give it to you. It has nothing to do with hands. It has something to do with the two controls. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And Allah united them. Ar-Rahman is your mama. Sensitivity, love, and affection. Your mama. She bathed you. She cleaned your butt when you had to go to the bathroom. Your mama caught you when you fell. Your mama. She taught you how to stand up. Your mama. That's the mercy. But then you had to cut that navel cord. Where you going now? You don't have mama. Where you going? Because you can't, you in the bed, you're sick. As an adult, you can't defecate in the bed and don't know how to go to the bathroom. Where's your mama? So Allah, says, you now got to stand on your own two feet in this world. Because Satan coming. You got to be balanced. That's the second mercy. Ar-Rahim. But if you don't put Ar-Rahim and Ar-Rahman together, you don't have it, brother. If that big head ain't in tune with that heart, Allah frowns upon divorces. And now you want to divorce your brain from your heart. You got a major problem. And you worry about us coming together. That's the two mercies. Coming together. Not to destroy the country. To be able to pay our teachers well. How about 100,000? Line up. You can teach our child. We don't care what walk of life you have. Sure, you have to respect our rules and regulations. But we want them to know science, scientists. We want them to know mathematics, mathematicians. We want them to know languages, English speaker. We want them to know how to develop their bodies. Doctor? Yes. Physician? We want to teach them how to be entrepreneurs so they can make a choice to work for someone or create their own. We want to make them free. That costs money. So this school needs $10 million. That school needs $10 million. What are you going to do with $200 million? We're going to put in an education. What are you going to do with the other $200 million? We're going to build homes, affordable homes, that may cost you $300,000 or $400,000. But this is our community. We ain't trying to get rich off of you. We got rules and regulations. You can't live in our homes and be a dope dealer. You can't live in our homes and be a woman beater. You can't live in our homes and be a liar and a thief. Well, what we have to do, Mirab, we have to make sajda prayer. There's no compulsory in Islam. Make your own prayer. I was around all the big, the Jim Browns and all the mayors, all five mayors, everybody. And he turned to Dr. Howard. He called Moses Bill Howard. He said, Doc, there was a lot of Muslims in there. There was 40 of us. This is all on tape. The doctor made prayer. He said, Murad, make the Islamic prayer. I said, there's only one prayer. There's only one God. And the doctor said the prayer. And we've been close ever since. Because he recognized the development growth that I have. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to reiterate. The people castrated us, hung us from the tree. The people that kept us away from our religion, our culture, our God. Why, brother, we didn't even know our mother and father for 400 years. The people who wouldn't let us read, the people that took our homes just recently, yes, it was designed. In 1880, he said, don't teach them black folks, and I'm being modest, don't teach those black folks how to make money. They will steal, and we will lock them up. Men dying behind the walls. Little girls are getting shot through a window because he thought that his life was threatened. They plant guns on us. They try to say they thought our life, but they knew they'd come to kill us. Yes, I want you to know, in the early 60s, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad read a letter from the Ku Klux Klan to all the police officers, directors around the country. And it read like this, and I'm paraphrasing it. It says, get us out of these white sheets and put us in the blue uniform, because these niggas is going to get us. Don't worry about that nigga, Dr. King. We got him. Don't worry about that nigga, the other one. Oh, Jesse Jackson. Don't worry about that nigga, Jesse Jackson. Yeah, this is what the Ku Klux said in writing. Go search for it on YouTube. Put it in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, but you got to worry about them black Muslims. They out to kill us. Put us in those uniforms so we could kill them in the line of duty. And it's being manifest. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, why did he send me this letter? So it could be read today that it's being manifest. Our children are dying for no reason, and no one says nothing. There's a brother that owns over 17 TV networks. He's in the court suing, but no one's behind him because they are free. Well, here we come. We 10, 20 million strong. Come willingly or by force. You want to be free and get a piece of the dunya, as Allah says, then you're going to join us. Stay out there. Wait for the white man to give you something. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad made it clear. He said, why do you love the devil? Because he gives you nothing. Anybody give you something, I'm telling you right now, and you didn't work for it, run like hell. Because they're not your friend. They buying every mayor. They buying every senator. They selling the odds in the cities down the drain. And look what they do with our great football players, our great basketball players. If they don't like you, they cut you off. Why? They're individuals. The individual. One great quarterback went to jail for dogs. Now, should he do that? No. But you take his whole career from him? Somebody said, oh, he smacked me. He had sex with me. Now, we ain't saying he's supposed to do that, but they cut off his whole entire $1 million pay. And somebody said, Bron James won't say nothing. I'm telling you right now, Bron James, you ain't Muhammad Ali. You better not say nothing. You want to find out who is not with you? Say something. You will not take care of your family. You will not be able to take $2-3 million to the African-American families and give them cash and say, get out of this rut. I don't know too many people do that. Michael Jordan. Everybody want to be like Mike. Our children love Mike. My grandchild said, Mama, give these sneakers away. And Grandma said to him, well, why would you give them away? You can play basketball in them. Oh, we don't play basketball in Nikes. Now, what is he saying? He loves Michael Jordan. So, Mike, you come out and try to help them, as soon as they get you, they always say, oh, poor Mike, they're not going to back you. Isn't we sick in our mind? Well, Harry Tubman said it. She's in my ear. Well, you got to be careful, because I could have freed many more slaves if they didn't believe they were slaves. Those who come and open their mouth, they are slaves. And they're afraid to be free. They don't have nothing at all. And so they want to question why Imam Waruddin Muhammad gave me permission. Well, let me tell you something. Darnell Kareem, the closest that grew up with him, gives me accolades. Dr. Hassan gives me accolades for what I'm doing. And yes, I can tell the world, stand on Mount Effort, that the oldest in age of the Imam under Imam Waruddin Muhammad, Abdullah Kareem Hassan, said, I'm with you, brother. They call me with this negativity. He said, I'm capital M-A-N. Just keep doing what you're doing. See, brother? Those are soldiers. We are soldiers. And we ain't backing up for nobody. I will say it. I love Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan, and Minister Farrakhan loved me. Why do I love him? Because he's handsome? I'm a man. I believe I'm handsome. Why do I love him? Because he has money? I got money. Why do I love what he does for our people? And why he's ill. He'll talk 2 hours because he want to go out on his shield. Come ye old workers, Allah says. Are you working? I told him the other day, they try to throw you off and call it Job. Job had patience. And get rid of that vowel and drop that E. It's joke, job. It's not joke, it's job. Are you on the job? Are you working for Allah? Don't fault me. Now, I'm trying to make an agenda. I work for Allah. And so we're going to be successful. And guess what? I'm a master in publicity. I can blast this all over this country. Because I'm a Rob Muhammad, the greatest promoter of all times, of all time. They want to know what I'm doing. But you won't get in the door. You won't get in the door, brothers and sisters. So I have to be careful. We're going to tell the world. We want every press we can have there. I just sent this to the Muslim Journal. You don't understand. They said, well, Mustafa is wearing his uniform. You almost said something. Yeah, you doggone right he wearing his uniform. That's our uniform. He didn't want to wear it. He didn't want to be called Supreme Captain. I said, I don't want to be called the greatest box promoter of all time. Call me Murad. But nobody knows Imam Murad. Nobody knows how I look today. But when you say world-renowned boxing promoter, I'm known in 200 foreign countries, 6 continents, and every newspaper throughout this country. Been on every TV, HBO, Showtime, Fox Network, ABC, NBC, CBS, USA, ESPN, pay-per-view, closed circuit. What more do I want? I spoke to 100 million people in China, sent them one of the greatest historic fights. Roy Jones Jr. won the heavyweight title. I gave it to them for free. They sent me a healthy check and said, thank you. You deserve it. I didn't ask for it. I'd rather be seen. Muhammad, live from Las Vegas, Muhammad, live from Venezuela, Muhammad, live from Africa, Muhammad. Live from China. Live from Australia. Live from around the world. Just trying to get them. That's who I am.
I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies his name. Gave me the right to be independent. What more money can I make? What more money can I give away? But I didn't go out there for me. I never begged Allah for money. I never begged Allah for money. No, I didn't. I didn't beg him for money. I begged him to make me successful in the world, to give me a good name. As the Honorable Muhammad used to say, a good name is better than gold. I wanted a good name better than gold. I wanted to establish my moral decency. I want to establish that I don't run around the world. I want to establish I've been married since I was 16 years old. I want to establish I have continuity in serving Allah. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Do I commit a sin? Yes. The difference is I beg Allah to forgive me. And I can hear the angels saying, why don't you beg for something else? Because he forgave you on that. That's what we do. We come to Allah. That's why Allah says, if there's a group of people that won't sin, he will erase them from the earth and replace them with one who will sin. Because when you sin, you come to Allah. When you are hurt, you come to Allah. When you are dying, you come to Allah. Well, Allah said, come to me and I'll teach you what this earth is all about. I will teach you how to grow in the world if you come to me. Yes, you got the faith. Yes, you have the belief. Yes, you got the spirit. But you can't see this creation unless you come to Allah. That's Allah. That's what the angels are supposed to do, guide us there. That's what they give them to us for. But if you're down there, if you're down there in animal nature and become your flesh is an animal because the spirit has left, you can't blame the angels. They will not respect you. So we come together. We come together to serve Allah. We come together to stand up and be what we was created to be. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to be successful in the world today. I thank you for listening. And if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your al-fitra, the nature in which you was created, and come back to your God conscious, your taqwa, that gets to God immediately, your taqwa. But don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from my father, Adam, my logical father, to our father, the intellectual mind of all nations, Abraham. You see, Abraham searched for God, and there was nobody there to teach him. That's why he's of the intellectual mind, that you can search for God and find him like Abraham. To our brother Jesus Christ, Christ means Muslim. We are Muslim. What is in you, Jesus said, is in me. The Father is in me and the Father is in you. He means Allah, the scholars wrote it, Father. Muhammad the prophet, the seal of the prophet. What did he say? Tell him, Muhammad. That's what Allah said. Tell him, Muhammad, that you are a mortal human being just like them. See, we're all the same. The prophet gave it to us too. May the peace and blessing be upon the prophet and his descendants and his companion. And I give you the greetings for the words of the Quran, Allah's word, not man. Man can't take credit for this. As-salamu alaykum.